Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio book coming to you from Shikoku here in Japan. And today, I want to talk about enjoying your audience, having fun with your audience, enjoying the spectators. It's one of the fun parts about magic because magic is so interactive and you never know what's going to happen. It also tests you as a performer because you have to be, you know, fast on your feet with ad lib skills and improvise depending on what happens, and I love it. And as well, when I perform, I don't use a spectator either in my close-up show or my stage show right away. I do a few effects to get reactions, and during the time before I do an effect with a spectator, I look for personalities that will look great on stage or personalities that will work good, get good reactions when performing in close-up. I do a few effects to start off my show. I'll do something fast to kind of get the pace going, and then I'll do something a little bit slow, and I'll look for who is having the amazing reactions. Different people have different personalities. Some people, they look like they will have lots of good personalities, but they keep very quiet, they're very shy, or they don't react, their react is very dull. But I try to find some people that have a good reaction before I'll do an effect that involves a spectator. This way I know it'll be fun, and if someone's really got a lot of energy and enjoying the magic, then for sure I'm going to pick them, regardless if they're male or female. Some effects, of course, work well with female, and some work better with male. But again, I try to choose by the personality. And then when I can get them into a situation where I can enjoy a conversation as part of the show, if I enjoy having a conversation, having fun with them when they're involved in that part of the show, the audience also does. And it's one of the best parts about performing magic is having this interaction with the spectator on stage or close up. And it's one of the best things about performing. And it also makes the audience enjoy the show as well, I believe, because it makes the show about them as well, not just you. It involves them. They can participate. Their friends enjoy the show because they're friends up there. And of course, it's very important that you have fun with them. You don't make fun of them. You don't want to put them down. You want to almost, I feel in my personal show, and this is a very personal thing, and depends on your style of performing, is that when you use a spectator, you want the spectator to almost to be the star of that segment of the show. You want them to be the one who gets the reaction, not the magician. You want to kind of take it off. And then that way you don't come off as being a person who's just trying to make a fool of them. A lot of people are hesitant to help magicians because they don't want to be made fool of. And so if you make them the spotlight, you make them be part of the show in a good way, have fun, they laugh, it becomes makes the show a lot more stronger, and something I strive to do in all my shows. And of course, I enjoy having this interaction with the audience members. So this is my advice, and enjoy your spectators, have fun with them, use them in a good way, use them to be a part of the show, use them to make your show even more entertaining than it would be without them. And this, of course, is key to choosing a spectator that will fit the part. Of course, it doesn't always work, but you have to, you know, don't always pick the best looking women because their reaction might not be the best. And don't pick the best looking guy or the strongest guy, but, you know, pick somebody who has a personality. It's very important because it'll make your show much better, and the audience will enjoy it. They will enjoy it, and you will enjoy it. And if you enjoy the show, the audience will enjoy the show. So that's all for this audio boo for today. If you have any suggestions or comments on this topic, please let me know. You can comment here in Audio Boo's comment box, or if you are listening to this through my website, you can comment through the website, and the website's at aaronjones.com. If you are listening to this through Facebook, you can comment there as well, and my Facebook name is Aaron Jones Magic, or through Twitter, which is also Aaron Jones Magic. Until next time, have a good one, and goodbye. Bye-bye.